Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. We're kicking off hour number two. This is the Friday edition of the show. And it's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
Anything goes, political, personal, whatever's on your mind, you take control of the phones. 800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got the archive section. In fact, you can go get them for free. The last 6 days of the show are right there on the front page of the website. There's no logging in, no membership fee. It's so simple. freetalklive.com. The way it should be. The way talk radio websites ought to be. freetalklive.com.
All of them.
.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, call them toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604. Or go to freestateproject.org. Again, freestateproject.org. And another huge thanks, by the way. I think I found out about this after last night's show. We are the People's Choice for the Podcast Awards.
Ooh, that's great.
Manwich, we won.
Sweet.
First place. We are the
Woo-hoo!
Best cultural political podcast in the world, according to podcastawards.com.
Cool.
Yeah, we won. We won!
Free Talk Live rules the universe.
And we're the number one podcast in the world, according to podcastalley.com, thanks to your votes on
when
both
we,
of those.
When do we get our check for $1 million?
You're going to have to wait.
I can write you one right now.
I don't want your check.
Thank you for going and voting at podcastawards.com. That's done. That voting is closed. But the voting continues at podcastalley.com. And thanks to you guys voting so far, and it's only been 5 days so far this month. It resets every month. We have been the number one show for all 5 days this month, and we still are the number one show. And if you haven't voted yet, go on over to vote.freetalklive.com and cast your vote for Free Talk Live.
That's awesome. I'm going to dance.
Yes. Well, that would be interesting. You're a big man, by the way, for anyone who doesn't know that. Torgo is a big man and would look very funny if you danced for us. Dance, fat man, dance.
He kind of dances a little bit when we do karaoke on Sunday nights.
Oh, yeah, really? That's right. I have started doing the karaoke thing with Manwich on Sunday.
Now, wait, did you guys do it last week as well?
Yeah, we did.
Oh, wow. Okay. Maybe I'll make it out this week.
We normally don't invite you because we don't like you.
Yeah.
But
well, who said that you could come?
Demerit number two, Torgo. Let's go to the phones to the fun to Greg in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Manwich. Hello, Greg.
Hooray for Free Talk Live.
Hooray. Thanks, for you, Greg.
Hey, well, I want to tell you a story, but I want to tell you, ask you a question. I went and saw Radio on DVD. And
is that a movie?
Yes,
yeah,
it's a movie.
It's about a retarded black man who gets like taken into care of a football coach.
Oh, okay.
It's Ian's story.
Right.
Coach Ian? Or wait, did he get taken under... Never mind.
It was Coach Torgo.
Right. Okay, retarded black man, football coach. Go ahead.
Well, I'm watching the movie, and I just died laughing.
Hmm.
I don't know why, but, I mean, this black guy is getting, you know, he's, like, getting kicked and stuff.
Okay.
And he walks around, he's like, this radio. I just died laughing.
You just thought it was funny, huh?
For some reason, it was funny, so I want to know if you've ever had a guilty pleasure.
A guilty pleasure? What? Can you define what that is?
Something that you do that you like to do, but you know it's wrong.
You know, back when I was a teenager, I used to think masturbation, you know, was kind of a guilty pleasure. I'd feel kind of guilty about that, but I don't feel guilty about it anymore.
The only time I ever felt guilty about that was when I was at Best Buy.
You were masturbating at Best Buy?
You know, we shouldn't get into that.
I guess not. Were you working there at the time?
I like to tell lies to people that are gullible and will believe them, and I don't tell them the truth later.
Hmm.
Just really silly stuff, like the hamster in your car died, that's why it's not working, things like that.
Uh-huh.
Now, see, mine has to do with my sense of humor, because I like to make comments that, I don't know, tend to shock people sometimes, way more off the air, you know, than I would even think about doing on the air.
Okay.
But I find horrible, horrible, horrible things funny. Like, I probably would have laughed at Radio right along with you.
Yeah.
And I work with a woman whose husband was recently diagnosed with cancer.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, that in and of itself is not funny.
Right.
But today we were sitting there and we were having a party because someone was getting ready to go away. It was his last day at the office.
Right.
And the concept of, you know, drinking from a glass after someone else has had a drink from the same glass came up.
Okay.
And the woman I work with said, Well, you know, in our house, I won't drink after him at all. If he drinks from a carton, that carton's getting thrown away. I don't know why. I just won't drink after him. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they've been married 35 years. You know,
you can't catch cancer from...
Exactly. That's the first thing. Now, we weren't talking about that, but that's right. The first thing that popped up into my head. I'm like, what, do you think you're going to catch his cancer? And I didn't say it, but I thought
you thought
and,
it. Okay.
And inside my head, I laughed. But at the same time, I'm like, I'm a terrible, terrible person for laughing at that.
You felt guilty.
I did.
Yourself.
I felt guilty, but at the same time, it was funny.
So your guilty pleasure in that case was just your thoughts.
Exactly.
I see. Do you have any others, Greg, that you're not telling us about?
Not really.
All right, man. Thanks for the call. We appreciate it. 800-25... Oh. Yeah?
He's gone.
Well, no, I'm not gone.
You're here.
Okay.
What's up?
Okay. I wanted to ask Torgo if he's ever going to post the audio of his act on the internet.
I posted video. It's in a couple of different threads on the BBS.
Yeah, it's your first one ever. For anyone who doesn't know, Torgo is a stand-up comedian.
Aspiring to be. Yeah, I'm in no way eligible to call myself a stand-up comic.
Have you gotten paid yet?
No.
Okay, so you're an amateur professional. You're an amateur comedian at this
point. Okay, sure.
You're aspiring to be a professional. You're definitely a stand-up comedian, though, because you're very funny.
You're standing up and being a comedian.
Yeah, and you posted the video footage from your very first time on stage at the Free Talk Live BBS.
Now, I did post it in the AMP forum, so
oh, really?
There's a way you could see it there, Greg.
Greg, are you an amplifier or Free Talk Live amplifier? Greg's gone. Good call, Greg. Thanks. 800-259-9231. Well, if you are a Free Talk Live
amplifier. He saw that amplifier thing coming and he hung up.
I posted it in the AMP forum. What money?
If you are an amplifier, you can go to, or if you want to be an amplifier, you can go to amp.freetalklive.com for $3 a month. It helps us get our show in front of more people, in front of more listeners. It allows us to buy more advertising for the show. So basically, it's you helping us expand the program. That's what it's for, advertise, market, and promote. And we try to give the AMP members some perks, you know, some perquisites for their time and their effort. It's not like a whole bunch of stuff, but just little things, little neat stuff that nobody else gets a hold of. For instance, man, what you promised recently that once we get to 75 amplifiers, and we're up to 63 at this point, you promised that you were
more, baby.
Yeah, you promised you were going to get a picture of yourself, not just any old picture.
No, picture of me with like a silly haircut from high school. I was one of those punk rock kids.
Right,
the big forelock.
Yeah,
you were in high school.
Piece of hair. Yeah,
yeah.
Speaking of bad hair and manwich, there's also a poll on the BBS right now, a Who's Hotter poll. Uh-huh. Robert Smith from The Cure or manwich?
So,
what
are you people doing on
everyone
there?
Go to bbs.freetalklive.com.
Is there a picture of Robert Smith from The Cure?
There's three pictures of Robert Smith and three pictures of manwich.
I don't know who that, you know, I don't know. That's why I asked, because I don't know what he looks like. So I'll have to check
this
out.
Which three pictures do you have of me on there?
You'll have to check it out and take a look.
All right, man, what you tell me about the baby bong?
Okay, here we go. Mother sentenced who gave her toddler pot.
Hmm.
Calling the crime repugnant, a federal judge Wednesday sentenced former Gardnier woman to 5 years in prison for encouraging her toddler daughter to smoke marijuana. 60 what? Months is an appropriate sentence in this case. Senior U.S. District Judge Jack Shanstrom told Jessica Lynn Durham, 24, currently of Washington. U.S. District Judge Richard Siebel found Durham guilty in January of distributing marijuana to a person under the age of 18. A key prosecution witness was Brandy Nichols, an admitted drug user who turned Durham in after taking photographs of her holding a water pipe while her 18-month-old daughter put her mouth over it. The water pipe, called a bong, allows smoke to be drawn through.
I love the wording in that article. I read that earlier. They're like, the water pipe called a bong, for those of you who've never heard of these things.
Sounds something like this.
Hint, hint, nudge, nudge. Apparently, Brandy turned her friend in here.
She's a dirty, stinking rat. We're going to come back with the rest of the details on the story. 800-259-9231. Yeah, but she's in jail now. She's not going to be able to take care of her at all at this point. More coming back. It's your show, Free Talk Live. Take control.
Imagine enjoying your own health spa in the comfort of your own home daily at a fraction of the cost. No more imagining. It's time to experience the relaxing and rejuvenating Total Health Spa by HTE. The Total Health Spa consists of two medical devices working together to promote increased circulation and oxygenation, help to support proper body function through detoxification, cell regeneration, stress reduction, and so much more. The Total Health Spa begins with the original and only Qi machine. The Qi machine, which is a FDA regulated as a Class 1 medical device, maximizes the movement of the body, which helps provide relief through increased oxygen levels, allowing a sense of extreme comfort and pleasure. Enhance your experience with the Hot House. The Hot House produces its unique effect through beneficial radiant far infrared rays. It makes you feel absolutely terrific. The most effective and affordable complete body treatment available today. Call now and experience the Total Health Spa for a 14-day unconditional money-back guarantee.
Call now 1-877-300-0040.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you, violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, "Your Honor, I didn't know about this law." How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, "Ignorance of the law is no excuse." So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231, and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Toll-free, you can take control of the show, Friday night edition.
Anything goes. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
We do it 6 nights a week, Monday through Saturday from 8 until 10 o'clock Eastern Time. So you can join us for every single moment. And, of course, join us online at freetalklive.com, where we've got the Shrine of Female Listeners, dozens of ladies that have taken the time to send us their photograph. And, therefore, we put them up on our website. We feature them on the Shrine. So check it out, freetalklive.com. We're talking about a baby and a bong.
Yes, we are.
What happened, Manwich? Just recap this for us, please.
Well, basically, this gal, first last name's Durham. Her first name
doesn't matter.
Yeah, whatever it is. She was encouraging her 18-month-old child, little girl, to smoke a water bomb.
Hmm.
And pictures were taken by a friend of hers who then...
Some friend.
Then turned her in.
Right.
So,
and now she's facing 60 months?
She has been sentenced to 60 months. Yeah.
5 years in jail.
The incident occurred in February 2004 as Nichols was helping Durham move from Garnier to Washington with her mother. Nichols testified that she's entered Durham's residence, hugged the toddler, sat on the couch. On the floor next to the couch was a 2-foot bong.
Mm-hmm.
Nichols said the toddler ran for the bong, and then she tried to wave the toddler away. The child threw a fit.
Whoa.
Durham told Nichols that her daughter wanted the bong and proceeded to light the residue in the pipe. Durham sucked the...
The mother lit the pipe.
Yes.
Okay.
Durham sucked marijuana smoke into the pipe and gave the bong to her daughter. Nichols testified she, the toddler, put her mouth on it and took a big hit.
Right.
Nichols then took a turn inhaling from the pipe. Durham smoked again and gave her baby the pipe again. Nichols testified that she got a buzz from the smoke and went outside and got sick.
What?
Nichols testified that she got
this
a buzz.
That the baby got a buzz from the smoke and went outside and got sick.
Oh, okay.
Because the baby's 18 months old.
Right.
And smoking weed.
Yeah, not a good idea. No, it's a very bad idea.
Right.
Nichols went home and talked to her boyfriend about what happened. He told her to return with a camera and take pictures because nobody would believe us, she said.
Mm-hmm.
Nichols went to Durham's with a camera and took pictures. Durham did not testify at the trial, and the defense called no witnesses. She said nothing at her sentencing.
So she came back with the camera and got her to do it all over again,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yep.
Hey, that was pretty neat earlier when your daughter was smoking. Can I take photos this time?
Oh, you got to get the baby on the bong again. I got to get photos of this, man.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
Now, look, this woman, this 24-year-old mother, in this case, not the brightest bulb in the bunch, obviously.
Obviously true.
And not a good idea to have your children... I mean, of pretty much any age, smoking marijuana. Teenagers, well, I think they can handle it. But kids? No.
Two-year-old?
18 months or whatever the kid was? That's totally inappropriate. However, I don't think it's appropriate.
Wacky pro-freedom stance.
I'm sorry. I don't think it's appropriate to take it. Look, I know the woman's a bad mother, but now she's got no mother. Okay, now instead of a bad mother, she has nothing. And she's probably in the foster system at this point.
I got to say that there's some great people in the foster system taking care of kids.
And there's some child molesters in the foster system and some abusers as well. And that's
away from a guaranteed abuser and put her with a possible abuser. I'll take that.
Whenever I have talked to somebody who was raised in foster care, they were touched or they were beaten by somebody that they were taken care of by in the foster system. Total. I know it's just case studies, just my personal experiences, but I've never encountered anyone who's been in foster care that hasn't had that kind of behavior, hasn't experienced that. So
this
I don't really think
is
that,
being abused.
I don't really think that it's better off though. I don't think that anybody's better off.
Thanks for sharing. The child's been being abused.
Uh huh.
That's my opinion.
And I agree with you. And I think she should be ostracized for it.
And what about her child?
You should kidnap her, man, which if you think it's a serious
you
deal.
And you can't kidnap people.
Sure you could. That's what you want the cops to do. I don't see why you don't just take responsibility for your feelings yourself and just go and do the dirty work on your own.
Well, she'd certainly have a better life at my house.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. 800-259-9231. Let's go to the emails, ftl@freetalklive.com. We've got some good ones in here. This one from Aldush. Hello again. The example was extreme. However, the caller was onto something. A more realistic risk would be a rash of businesses in southern states, including gas stations and restaurants, reverting back to white-only policies. What he's referring to is the idea that if we went to libertarianism and businesses were free to discriminate, which to some extent you can discriminate today, like you can have a gentleman's club, that sort of thing.
Barely.
But for the most part, you pretty much have to serve anybody that comes through your door. These days.
Yeah, well, I don't agree with that. Go ahead.
Right. So in a libertarian America, business owners would be able to decide who they serve to. And that means, yes, that means if there's a racist business owner, he would be able to exclude those he does not like. That's
whether
true.
They're white, black, or Hispanic.
Right. Or maybe he doesn't like women. Okay. He could exclude kids. He could exclude any group, any demographic that he wants to because it's his business and it's his property. So that's got this emailer scared, okay? The emailer thinks that this means it's a grant of segregation. So let me go on.
You can argue that somehow the market will adjust for this, but the market's never quite fast enough to make up for this, especially in rural areas where it likely never would become adjusted. Well, first of all, the market is about the fastest responding thing in existence.
It's certainly
hundreds of times faster than the government's response to anything. He says if somehow a market was created to work for the 35 million blacks in contrast to the 200 million whites in this country, the only thing we will have created is segregation. Why? Do you think that all white people and all black people hate one another?
Yeah, that's crazy.
What kind of a messed up world do you live in? I have nothing against anybody else. You know, unless you hurt me, I have by default nothing against you. I may not necessarily trust you if I don't know you. I mean, if you meet somebody on the street, you shouldn't trust them by default. But there's no reason to be mean to them unless they've given you a reason to. So I just don't understand, you know, the mindset here, the suggestion that all white people would refuse service to blacks and all blacks would refuse service to whites. In the free market, it's in your best interest to serve everyone.
I have to say, in the nature of freedom, let's take for a second that I am a terrible bigot. I'm not. But let's say that
you're semi-terrible bigot.
Yeah, that I just hate black people.
Okay.
Because I am definitely a white guy.
Yes, you are.
Sort of a Hispanic white guy.
Okay.
But anyway, from the South, and, you know, I certainly have that possibility. That could be so.
And Torgo's black.
Right. And if I really hated black people and I want to open my own business, which I should be free to do in this country.
You should be.
Shouldn't I be free in my own business not to serve the people that I truly hate?
Yes,
definitely.
Now, I don't think...
And that's from a black man.
I feel like...
Now, genetically, I am 2% Sub-Saharan African. I had my DNA checked, yes.
That's interesting. How much did it cost to have your DNA checked?
Nothing, because Johnson and I had the company on our show, and so they did it for us for free.
Sweet. Right.
For a plug.
Yeah.
That's great.
All right, so, yes, you should absolutely have the ability to refuse service to whomever you like. For whatever reasons you like. It doesn't even have to be a race thing. I should be able to say, Manwich, get out of my studio. You have the wrong color hair.
It's about the same color as yours.
It's wrong. Because I say it is, and it's my studio.
I think it's closer to Torgo's. Actually.
Do you understand, though? I mean, it doesn't have to even be race.
Nope, doesn't.
It could be, you stink.
Anything.
It could be, you're ugly. You're not hot enough to come in here. You're too hot. You can't come in here. You
whatever
should be able to discriminate
are.
For whatever reason
I
you
I should
want
be able to run myself out of business for whatever my hatred are.
And that's
are.
The important point. Because if you are discriminating, if you are refusing service to certain classes of people, you're cutting off your profits. You're cutting off your potential. It's like a guaranteed way to fail, pretty much. More coming back, because this email has much more to say. Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Take control.
Americans are under a covert medical attack daily. These chemicals are affecting our brains and may well destroy our society. Shocking? Of course. But what you don't know can indeed kill you. Big business buries the truth and silences the majority. Forewarned is forearmed. Order your copy of the book Secret Assassins of Food by Dr. Ott, Ph.D. only through Mother Earth Minerals. This 150-plus page milestone gives you more for your money than any other piece of work on the subject. It should be mandatory in every university that teaches anything about improving your nutrition without all the potions and lotions that are sold to mask over all the problems most folks taught with resulting from the horrible things that are taught as being so good for us. Also, you will learn about the three foods to avoid at all costs by ordering the book Secret Assassins of Food only from Mother Earth Minerals Inc. for only $16.95 plus shipping and handling by calling toll-free 866-989-9876. That's toll-free 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com today.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
For a while now, you've been hearing about energized water and what it can do for your health. But have you taken the next step and actually experienced energized water? It's absolutely incredible what you'll experience while using the energized product from Aqua Northwest. You've seen the banner on GCNLive.com, but have you experienced the power of the pyramid? We all know that negative energy can make you sick at home or in the office, but the energy pyramid from Aqua Northwest wipes out that negative energy within a 125-foot diameter. After 1 hour, negative energy field should be raised to a positive level, resulting in you and others in the area to feel wonderfully energized, among other possible health benefits. Just check out what others are saying by reading the exciting testimonials at AquaNorthwest.com. Call AquaNorthwest.com and they'll find the right energized product for you. Call now for a free catalog toll-free 888-AQUA-NW. That's toll-free 888-727-8269 and experience the exciting benefits of positively charged water or simply visit AquaNorthwest.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, the Friday night edition. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
Anything goes, political, personal, whatever's on your mind, you can take control of the airwaves. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we got live streaming, the broadband version of the show, where from time to time, if you're listening to the broadband version, you get a little special treat.
That's right, it gets a little crazy on there, doesn't it?
It does, from time to time, because the reason why is because we're streaming the broadband show straight from the studio, and so it doesn't go to our network. So you can hear the commercials, usually, but sometimes we'll turn our microphones on during the broadband show, or we'll play a little sound clip from the computer or something. It's just something special for those of you who are on broadband.
And this time it was the a version of the Aristocats. Cats.
Right, the South Park.
Kratz
well, we
movie.
Were talking about the Aristocrats movie, which is coming out, I think, next week to a wide release. It's Penn Jillette, Paul Provenza?
Provenza.
And the basic concept of the movie, it's 100 different comedians telling the same joke, except there are variations between each of the jokes. So it's a sort of the same joke. And so we played the South Park one that we found on the internet, and no, we're not going to play it on the air.
No.
Not at all.
No, that would be very bad.
But if you're on the, broadband stream, you got to hear it.
I think by the time they were done with the joke, the FCC would actually be kicking in the door.
Yeah. Well, no, that would assume that they're a government agency that could actually get something done in an expedient amount of time.
And that anybody was listening.
They cannot. Yeah. So, yeah, broadband stream, dial-up stream, they're both free. You can listen free at freetalklive.com. So take advantage of that. We're doing emails here, ftl@freetalklive.com, reading one from someone who thinks that if we went to a libertarian America, if there were not laws to prevent people from discriminating, then it would just go to total segregation. I mean, this guy is serious. He's suggesting that if there were no laws preventing discrimination, all the white people would move together and all the black people would move together and just exclude everyone.
I just don't see that happening.
No!
My best friend's black. Really?
And as Torgo pointed out, he's 2% sub-Saharan. Everybody in the, most people in this country are not pure, I mean, most white people are not pure white, and I think probably there's a lot of black people that aren't pure black. I mean, we've mixed together for several generations here in America, and it's getting more mixed as time goes on, and that's a good thing. It's good that we're all becoming sort of one color over time.
That's your opinion that it's good.
I think it's good, don't you?
I think it's good, too, but it doesn't really matter.
Well, it's the way to, seriously, that's the best way to get rid of racism. You can't pass laws to get rid of racism. We've found that's the case, right?
It's not gone.
No. What they've done is they've passed reverse racist laws. So back in the old days, there were actually laws segregating. People weren't necessarily... Some people were segregating back in the Martin Luther King time. Some people were segregating voluntarily, but there was also laws in a lot of places that forced blacks to have a separate water fountain and forced businesses to segregate their clientele. So then they turned that on its head and they did the reverse. Now they're forcing people to hire people of other races. So it's just this, it's racism in reverse nowadays, basically. The only sane answer here is to let people choose for themselves who they associate with. And that means who they do business with, and who they're friends with, and who's part of their family. It seems to just make total sense to me. So what our emailer has to say is he thinks that if we went back to libertarianism, if we went back to a free country, then everybody would just be free to be mean to each other. Like, as though the law is preventing people from being mean to one another. He says, if the situation is never adjusted by the market, blacks in our country might have to drive 400 miles or more to find a friendly gas station or restaurant.
Crazy.
It's simply impossible to know which roads will or will not have friendly businesses.
Just to take that on, how crazy that is, blacks wouldn't open their own stores to service themselves in the case that, in this particular case, wouldn't they open their own stores?
I would think they would.
To service the other blacks in their community?
But how do they know they're going to be able to find friendly vendors?
Oh, my God.
Mm.
The vendors are from big cities where they don't care.
Apparently, everybody does. According to this guy, everybody's a racist, and we're just all not racist because the law says we're not supposed to be.
Only in the little hick town he's from. Sorry.
He says it's simply impossible to know which roads will or will not have friendly businesses on them. Being white, our ego allows us to realize this would never affect us. Misspelled. But unfortunately, blacks will have no choice.
Affect is a difficult word to spell because you never know whether it's that E-F-F or A-F-F.
Well, you have trouble spelling. Unfortunately, we've already been down that road, and knowledge of that road is what breaks most from supporting the libertarian volunteerist movement. I like a lot of libertarianism, but I'd be damned if I'd support segregation on the innocent belief that market forces would keep it from happening. In a society of 200 million whites, the market force is the whites. But maybe that's the case, but that doesn't mean that the blacks and the Hispanics are totally negligible. That doesn't mean they're not in existence. They mean something, and especially in cities like Atlanta and areas on the border. Then the white boys aren't the market force in those areas. And in regards to voluntary segregation, what's wrong with it? Seriously, would there really be a problem if all the racists moved together to Alabama and put up big... Because we get people calling this show and emailing the show and saying they want to build a wall. They think that we need more border patrol to keep Mexicans out of this country because they're killing people and they're dangerous. Of course, it's all based on lies and misinformation,
sure.
And it's just disgusting, racist garbage. But nonetheless, there are a bunch of people in this country that feel that way. So let them all move together. Let them all coagulate in Alabama and let them build a border around their state and keep all the black people out. And they'll keep me out, too, because I'll never set foot in their state.
Why Alabama?
Whatever. It's just the first state that pops in my head when I think of racist, that's all. Nothing against the good people of Alabama. But seriously, I mean, would there be a problem with that? Would you object to it?
I don't care.
Wouldn't it be? I think it'd be a good thing. Let them all move there. Great. Get them away from my neighborhood. I don't want any people like that living near me.
Now, there's certainly states that I'd hate to lose in my access to go to, my freedom to go to.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're white. You'd be free to go. But would you?
No.
I wouldn't either.
Now, Alabama isn't one of those states, honestly, that I...
Okay.
I stopped off in Alabama one time, so I think I saw it was a battleship museum.
Uh-huh.
Right there on the coast.
Right.
Obviously. Where we couldn't put a battleship museum in the middle of the...
Now, did you say, you know what, I'm going to go to a battleship museum? I mean, why were you... was it part of a larger trip with other people, or was it just like, yeah...
Was it a tour of the USA?
No, this was a girlfriend and I went to Beaumont, Texas, where I was offered a job at a radio station. And on the way back, actually, I said on the way there, I saw it and I said, "We're stopping there." I
did like so yeah, it actually was something you were kind of looking forward to on the way back. You're like, "Oh yeah, there's that battleship museum in Alabama."
I love to see fighter planes and battleships, and I love to see that.
Also, it was actually the battleships, not a museum dedicated to the game battleship.
No. God, it's so incredibly slow.
That would have been great.
I'm kidding. I figured you had me.
Oh, you
they
had
have
me.
Like you
from
know
the guy who didn't know what Manwich was
or Touchland.
They have the classic They have the classic battleship gambits mapped out on the wall, you know. Just
well, there have been a lot of battleship iterations over the years. I figured there'd be a museum for them.
They
go back a long time.
They give lessons on the history of battleship strategy.
A7.
They have like a live battleship game with people, and you can actually, you know, the people are the ships.
Right, it's like at the medieval fair, you know, yeah. They actually have to fight it out when right. they get hit.
More coming back, 800-259-9231. This is your show. You can take control of the airwaves. 1-800-259-9231. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
I've been sunk.
People in Asia have enjoyed it for thousands of years. Gourmet Magazine calls it the world's most seductive fruit. It's the exotic mangosteen, heavenly delicious and packed with nutritional benefits. From the rainforest of Southeast Asia, the small, beautiful mangosteen earns its nickname Queen of Fruit, with a taste that is indescribably blissful and health benefits that are off the charts. Because Zango is made from the whole mangosteen fruit, it delivers a serious nutrient-packed punch. Loaded with xanthones, which are some of the most powerful antioxidants ever found, fighting hard to support microbiological balance, maintain immune system health, promote joint flexibility, and provide positive mental support, and so much more. Now you can experience the whole fruit goodness of the mangosteen with Zango, the original mangosteen functional health beverage. Order your Zango by calling now, 800-625-2890, or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's mangosteenmarket.com. Call now, 800-625-2890.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
Gano Cafe is the new energy drink that's sweeping the globe, already a number one beverage in Asia. Gano Cafe is the new energy drink for coffee, tea, and cocoa lovers. What makes Gano Cafe special is the secret ingredient, reishi, a concentration of six species of red mushroom, also known as the miraculous king of herbs. Known for its high nutritional value, reishi packs a bigger punch than ginseng. One packet of Gano Cafe is the energy equivalent of a whole pot of coffee. All natural Gano Cafe tastes great and is a drug-free alternative for optimal health and longevity, with several delicious varieties, including mocha, hot cocoa, and the Brazilian coffee classic. You can experience Gano Cafe for yourself. Find out what people around the world are drinking for energy and to meet the demands of a busy day the natural and healthy way. Try Gano Cafe today. Visit www.healthycoffeeonline.us or call 888-784-0718. Call now and receive a free gift with your first order. That's 888-784-0718.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Take control of the show. Friday night edition. We're here, as always, until 10 o'clock Eastern Time. And it's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
Hey, join us online at freetalklive.com. Check out the bulletin board system. We have got thousands of posts for you to surf around through, hundreds of people using it. And as we announced last night, and we've mentioned it before, but I don't think we've mentioned it enough, back in the old days, the BBS was locked out. You could not get in if you didn't register. Well, now you can go and you can read the pretty much the entire BBS without actually having to register.
Yeah, there's a couple of areas you can't read without registering, like the AMP forum.
The AMP forum, right. That's and exclusive.
Then there's another forum that you can't read, but it's kind of difficult to get into because, well, we'd have to hire you.
Yeah. Yeah. So there you go. So check it out, the bulletin board system. It's free, of course, at freetalklive.com. We're catching up on a couple emails here, and this one's from John. It's about Microsoft, inflation, and snotty English majors. You can email the show, by the way, ftl@freetalklive.com. First of all, love the show. I've been listening to the podcast for a few weeks now. I'm a relatively new libertarian. I've always been a Republican who doesn't always agree with what the party's doing. Recently, I've been disagreeing with the party more and more. I guess I started getting into libertarianism from Penn and Teller's show, BS, which is
sweet.
Great. I've watched it quite a bit and found that I really agreed with their philosophy and politics. I heard that they were libertarian and decided to look into it, and the rest is history. A couple of comments, questions for you. I'm an open-source Linux geek, which means, of course, that I hate Microsoft and the evil side of capitalism that they stand for. No one will deny that they have a very strong monopoly on operating systems. I'll deny that.
Yeah, well, they have a very strong monopoly on operating systems, meaning no computer exists in the world today without Microsoft Windows as its operating system.
That would be a definition of a monopoly operating system.
Or even if some already did have something other than Windows on them, if you were to go out and buy a new computer, you couldn't get one without Windows.
Right. There is no option from here on out for you to purchase anything else or for you to attain or acquire on the free market.
So you're saying that's not so?
Yeah. Of course it's not so.
Of course it's not so.
Yeah, last time I saw Windows XP for the Mac would be... Oh, no, that's right.
There are, let's see, there's Microsoft's Windows products, mm-hmm. which are absolutely the most popular consumer operating system out there.
They do have market share. They definitely are the largest provider of...
I don't even know what their market share is. What do you think it is?
Probably 80-some percent.
Begins with a 9. Maybe not. Maybe 90% of the high end. There are a lot of people that use Linux. There are a lot of people on Mac as well. And I should note that the Linux thing, there are so many variations of that.
Yep.
And there's like 50 different Linux versions out there that you could...
What was OS 2? Wasn't that IBM's shot at it?
Something else, yeah.
Yeah, that's something IBM had out for a while. It was terrible.
Yeah.
That was what Walden Books ran their entire company on for years.
Well, there are, there are choices out there. And if there are choices, they don't have a monopoly. Continuing on, he says, you mentioned the monopolies like the cable companies and other service-based monopolies will be forced to compete on a free market in the absence of government. But Microsoft enjoys a completely different type of monopoly. Again, they don't. Their monopoly doesn't rely on the government to give them special benefits. They have a mindshare monopoly of the general public. And because of the mindshare monopoly they enjoy, they can do some very underhanded things to keep control of the monopoly. They do things like tell the OEM vendors, like Dell, that they cannot offer another OS on their machines, or Microsoft will no longer sell them Windows at a discounted rate. So... That's a business decision that Dell voluntarily entered into. Microsoft didn't come to them with guns and say, you better put Windows on your machine or else.
Right. Microsoft didn't come to them and say, if you sell systems that have other OSs than Windows on them, we won't sell you Windows at all anymore.
Which they
and
can then, do that
and
too.
If they did that, then Dell would say, oh, okay, well then I guess we'll just, go all Linux. Not a big right. deal.
Yeah.
I don't think Dell would do that.
No,
no, they wouldn't, because Microsoft's product is more consumer-friendly. I'll say, as a computer geek, I've tried Linux, and I don't have the time to learn it, because there's stuff to learn that I just don't want to get into.
Well, there's stuff to learn with Windows, too. It's just you've
Absolutely.
Had more experience with it.
And no
doubt. Had you started off with Linux, you'd be right now, because I tried Windows, but I didn't have time to learn it.
I agree with you.
No, you can fumble through Windows and figure out what you're doing.
You can fumble through KDE as well. You can fumble through
I don't know what it is. I don't know any of this stuff.
Well, anyway, we're just punching holes in his suggestion that Microsoft is a monopoly here. He goes on to say, or they can do things that break internet standards so that you must use their browser and their operating system in order to view some web pages correctly. No! Maybe there's some web pages out there, and when you say correctly, it means like a table won't be quite aligned with the text in the right way under one browser, but it will be aligned correctly in another one. These small little differences.
Now,
I don't use Microsoft's browser.
There's more than just small little differences.
Well, I don't use Microsoft's browser. I have no problems.
Sure.
I use Firefox. In fact, more and more people are using Firefox and other browsers now. Microsoft is losing market share on the browser market. What do you have to say to that? He says,
I have to say that according to a message from a viewer here, Dell servers.
A listener, even.
Yeah, that's what I meant. A Dell servers with, let's see, there are Dell servers with Red Hat Linux or no OS at all. You can buy either of those.
You can buy them without an OS. That's very true. I didn't know you could buy them with Linux.
It should be noted that on the business market, I believe Linux has it cornered. I mean, don't they have the majority of, business business machines
as far as server-side stuff? They have a pretty large market share. I think it's starting to even out. I really do, because that's what I do for a living, is I'm a network administrator for a web hosting company, and when I'm transferring from one company to another, I see almost as many Windows-based hosting companies as I do Linux.
He claims the only reason why Microsoft hasn't gone further with this mental monopoly thing that he talks about is because of the Justice Department. Apparently, they're the ones that are keeping Microsoft from dominating the computer world and owning all the, you know, having, it's total, that's just total paranoia, dude. 1-800-259-9231. Your calls, we'll sneak them in here. Last moments of the show coming up. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Take control.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
I want you to take a moment to think about moving out of your home, uprooting your family, uprooting your career, changing your whole life. Thought about it? It's quite a commitment, isn't it? I'd like you to think about this, too. Do you feel like we are rapidly losing our civil liberties with each passing day? Does this worry you? Does it bother you that our politicians don't even read many of the laws they sign every day? Well, over 6,000 members of the Free State Project have made that commitment to change their lives by gathering 20,000 people with a plan to move to New Hampshire to remind the world that freedom works. When we reduce the size, scope, and expense of government, you and your family will be free to run your life and run your business as you see fit. With the Free State Project, you can have liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project, please visit our website, freestateproject.org, or call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604 or freestateproject.org.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. If you want to make a call, now's the time to do it because we have mere moments remaining. Dean here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
And you can, again, 800-259-9231. Join us there. Join us online, freetalklive.com, the bulletin board system, live streaming, archive, Shrine of Female Listeners, much, much more. It's all free at freetalklive.com. We have never charged for it. We never will charge for it. But we are asking you for a little bit of cash. amp.freetalklive.com. It's the AMP program. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is we're just starving talk show hosts, basically.
I don't know about starving.
Well, we're not starving, but we're poor.
I could go for something to eat right about now.
We're poor talk show hosts, okay? And so we're doing what we can to get this little show out there. We're on 5 radio station affiliates right now. We want to be on 500 radio station affiliates. But
yes, we do.
Rome wasn't built in a day, and this business takes time. It takes time to get more radio stations on. However, that time period can be drastically shortened with money, because money allows us to promote the show. And so what we're allowing you to do is literally contribute to that promotion effort. And all we're asking is $3 a month. If you don't have it, if you can't afford it, don't worry about it. We'll still give you everything for free at freetalklive.com. If you can't afford it, go to amp.freetalklive.com and read about the program, because it'll tell you some of the benefits, especially some of the long-term ones, because we've got a goal that we're trying to reach. We're almost 5% of the way there, and it's been less than 2 months, which I don't think is too shabby. Once we reach our goal, we will guarantee to reduce the commercial load on this show, the commercial time, by 25%.
That'd be great.
At least. And that means we're going to be replacing the commercial time with more showtime. So you're literally able to buy out the commercial time on Free Talk Live, which is revolutionary.
It's something it is revolutionary.
No other talk show is doing. 800-259-9231. Also check it out at amp.freetalklive.com. I'm going to wrap up this email here from our John, who's emailing ftl@freetalklive.com. He says, one of the basic principles of libertarianism is that once we minimize the government's influence over our lives, we'd have much fewer taxes, and therefore everyone will have so much more disposable income.
That's true.
Twice as much, at least. And the economy and the free market will thrive. Let's say a magic wand is waved over the course of the next few years. America converts into a completely libertarian society with almost no government. Everyone will have more money. The key word being everyone. I'm no economist, but wouldn't this just create spiraling inflation to the point that we effectively don't have any more spending power than we did before taxes were all but eliminated? Don't get me wrong,
We had a gold standard, which I'll tell you the libertarians are going to put in place.
I'm not saying the taxes should not be minimized because that will just cause inflation, but I'm suggesting that maybe it won't be as beneficial as one would think. Well, you're definitely not an economist, John, and neither am I, but I've done a little bit of research on the economy, and the primary, like 100%, like 99.9% cause of inflation is the printing of money. No, it's the printing of money to back up government spending. Because government spends so much, they print more money to back up what they're spending, and that's what makes inflation happen. When you put $100 in the bank and the government prints $100 more, your $100 just became worth half as much.
Yeah.
That's what inflation's all about. So giving you more money, giving you more spending power, that doesn't do anything. That boosts the economy. That'll make everybody more wealthy and more happy as a result. It's that simple. And like you said, Manwich, if there's actually gold or silver behind the money, then it's completely inflation-proof at that point. Especially if they're competing currencies.
Well, we're going to get the government out of the monetary business completely. I think that it should be a private-run thing. I mean,
absolutely competing currencies.
Yep.
It's been Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
Tomorrow night we'll be here again, starting at 8 o'clock Eastern Time. We do a live Saturday night show, so join us for that. And, of course, you can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Don't forget amp.freetalklive.com.